This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. Most months, you can see photographer Annie Leibovitz's portraits of influential women on the covers of magazines like Vanity Fair and Vogue. Everyone from Hillary Clinton to Serena Williams to a mostly nude Amy Schumer have been in front of her lens. Her current exhibition, Women, updates a book of portraits she made with Susan Sontag back in 1999. The images now on display at Chrissy Field reflect the changing roles women occupy today. Leibovitz sat down with KALW's Lauren Schiller to talk more about her work and process.
What are some of the stories that you wanted to tell with this collection?
You know, I started with the premise of the original project from 1999, women's book that was done with Susan Sontag. At the time, I was reluctant to even take it on because I thought it was such a big, broad project. But it was extraordinary to have this opportunity to go back to this project and update it and add a new set of pictures to it. I knew I had a core group that I needed to get started with right away. And then I thought as the year goes on, I will add to it and it will continue to be that work in progress. It was interesting because a lot of women said yes right away, but then it just... their schedules were extremely difficult,
right?
And it took some time to really, you know, to really, really get going.
How much do you think has changed generally? Well, I mean, in the way we think about women and beauty and power.
I mean, I think it's interesting on the board is, you know, I'm seeing that when women sit for their portraits, they come in now with a better sense of themselves and more confidence, and that in itself is different. Yeah. I mean, I don't think as a photographer, I was really struggling with how we should look. But I think we as a society were struggling with how we should look and how we should act and how we should come across. And now it's completely accepted to just be yourself, you know, on some level.
Have your kids, you've got three girls,
yes,
right? Have they taken an interest in photography?
Not really. I mean, they have their own lives. I mean, they're very busy with their own lives. They go to school, and they happen to be out here with me this time because it's spring break. But they aren't any more interested in than other kids with, you know, only the older one has an iPhone, and she does use it as a camera. And I've bought them cameras for trips, little sure shots, and they don't dislike taking pictures. I don't think it's like they want to be a photographer or anything. No. I'm hoping that they find their own way and they do what makes them happy. I mean, I loved as a young girl using photography. It really helped discover who you are. I mean, but today we all have those iPhones, and it's on some level you don't need to carry a camera anymore. You can take pictures. Now, the selfie thing, it's probably a little bit crazy, but on the other hand, it's kind of great for self-discovery. So
it's crazy as in too many of them.
No, I mean, I think everything, you know, I really trust us as a people. I think we're smart, and I think we sort of go through, you know, different kinds of things. I think after a while, people will be kind of tired of that and do something else. I mean, it's like, it's right now. It's like, it can be entertaining, it can be silly, it can be something to do, you know. It can be a memory, it can be a souvenir. I think it's an incredible time for the iPhone camera. And I remember photographing Vanessa Redgrave a couple years ago, and she pulls out the iPhone and shows me her grandchildren. So it is it's the family wallet, you know, with the family scrapbook in it.
Right.
So.
What's the best advice that you've ever been given about capturing the essence of a subject?
Well, on the 1972 Rolling Stone tour, and my hero, my God, Robert Frank was on that tour, and I got to stand near him. He was photographing the tour for the Rolling Stones, and he saw me taking pictures, and he turned to me and he said, you know, you can't get every picture. And to a young person, that was really, I know it sounds really like it doesn't mean much, but you worry about being able to get the picture or take the picture. And, you know, I would be as good as the last picture I took. So this was kind of like a relief to know that you weren't going to get it all the time, although it's, you know, we kind of know that. And how does that apply to actually taking a portrait? I think I've had to make my own way, you know, as far as that is concerned. But I do think that the advice is all there in books. And there's just such great photography books, you know, available to us. You know, there's great portrait photographers, you know, Cecil Beaton, Irving Penn, Richard Avedon. You know, I highly recommend looking through work that's been done and we'll see what people, you know, have done. There is some obsession involved, of course. It's almost, it's a little insanity, yeah. I think the trick is as you get older, is don't make it a long session. Because, yeah, when I was younger, I didn't know when to go home. Yeah, I used to stay in those shoots for a long time.
And did you ever end up with the last photo you took?
Sure. As opposed to the first photograph or the one in the middle? Or
just thinking about, you know, staying longer than
having a long session.
I
remember David Felton, who was a writer at Rolling Stone. We were doing a story actually on the Beach Boys. I remember the story. And he said to me, well, I have enough. And he was the writer. And I said, how do you know when you have enough? I mean, like, what's enough? You know, like, it didn't make any sense to me at the time. But that certainly is one of the problems is you can always do better or you can always, you know, but I think I work now towards having something that's good enough. Is it going to change photography? You know, it's not going to happen all the time. You know, is it going to be a great moment? Not going to happen all the time. Those things are few and far between. I'm lucky enough that if you do this your whole lifetime, you do have a couple moments that are kind of like have nothing to do with you. They just happen to be the fact that you're there and you feel like a medium. And there's just things that have happened that just because you happen to be there.
Well, thank you so much, Annie.
Hey, you're welcome.